Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. What's poppin', people? Brimstone here. Got my buddy Alex next to me.
What's up, guys?
Unlucky number 13 within Brim's Skin.
Oh,
it's time.
That's why.
Yeah, why? What'd you think it was?
No, I'm just saying unlucky number 13. That's why I had all the trouble this morning.
No, you had all the trouble because you came in very late.
Do you realize what time I left my house this morning?
I don't even want to know.
I left my house at 9 o'clock this morning.
No, you didn't. Because
yes, I did.
Zambo called you at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you were still sleeping.
I was not still sleeping.
Anyway, let's move along, because otherwise I'm just going to strangle you like Homer Simpson does Bart. Anyway,
okay, sounds good.
Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret. Eat better meals, kickstart your meal plan today. And Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Yes.
Super excited right now. So I want to make sure that everybody knows out there. I want to start this off properly. Okay. I want to say I'm very proud to announce that the Grindhouse Radio and I are now endorsed by the good folks over Beyer Dynamic.
So happy.
Cheer.
About
you're going to scream and yell and woo! Be excited. There we go.
Oh, no, I'm super happy. This is going to cut down on the amount of editing that I have to do, because these mics are absolutely fantastic. The noise rejection on these is amazing. You're not coming in on my microphone at all. I don't know if you could see it up here, but anytime I'm not talking, it's not picking up anything.
Well, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because Beyer Dynamic is amazing.
They're so good. They were so good to us. These new headphones sound fantastic.
Absolutely.
These new microphones. Ugh.
And we got some other things that are coming from them. But look,
I
this
can't
is just,
wait.
It's just, you know, a little bit at a time. We're setting everything up. But anyway, we're truly blessed to receive such love from such an incredible company.
Oh, yeah.
And the products, again, just like Alex said, they are ridiculously impressive. They're a must-have for any studio, musician, or even casual music fan. And we'll get into that at a later time, because I know there's a product that's coming out that everybody's going to want to get their hands on.
Ooh, is it those headphones?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's supposed to know about that right now.
Oh, well, then it also... So it could be the microphones.
It could be. Anyway, I just wanted to welcome them to the Brimstone family, and looking forward to working with them for a long, long time to come.
Welcome to the family.
Anyway, so...
today's secret word is...
graduated.
Ah!
Uh-huh.
Graduated.
Uh-huh. Ah!
What?
You said it.
Yeah, graduate.
So you were wondering why I was... Okay. Anyway, so last week was incredibly eventful.
Oh?
Yeah, very eventful. So first and foremost, my little girl, the eldest of my brood, Samantha, graduated from SUNY Cortland over the weekend. So I'm very, very excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yes. She majored in education, which actually scares the ever-living bejesus out of me.
Yeah, that scared me too.
You know, her teaching anything with a pulse kind of, you know, concerns
oh,
me.
Oh, that's why? Okay.
No. I'm kidding. But anyway, it was a beautiful ceremony. I couldn't have been any more of a proud papa. And on top of that, also officially graduating.
You said graduating, not graduated.
Doesn't matter. It's all the same. Anyway, so from Five Towns College this past weekend, they're kind of like my children. We're the GHR's family. The GHR family's very own Mike Goncalves and
Woo!
Monique D'Anna.
Yeah!
So we're very proud of them and all of their accomplishments. And
man, you got to stop hitting the microphone.
Well, it's a new way to, you know. Anyway, so keep moving forward. I also wanted to give a quick shout out to James, Maddie's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah,
who also graduated
right.
from SUNY Binghamton. So,
yep.
You know, it was a big, very, very graduating weekend.
It was definitely a lot of fun.
Everybody graduated. Anyhow, so after we left Samantha, so it was Danielle and I, we headed out to our hotel. Now, you're going to find this very amusing. Now, apparently the hotel, now my wife is fantastic at many things.
Okay.
Planning hotels and so forth is not,
one of them.
Yeah. She's not necessarily bad at it.
Right.
But she's not necessarily good at it.
Okay.
That's a Brim forte. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I've been very, very busy. So, you know, and focused. So she took it upon herself to make the arrangements. Now, the fact of the matter is since it is graduation time, everybody and their mother is all, you know, sucking up every single hotel room in the area.
Yeah.
So and they jack up the rates, which is ridiculous.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's true.
I hate that.
So Danielle booked something and didn't realize that it was about an hour away from where we needed to be.
Oh.
Now it's okay because it was after the ceremony, okay, and after dinner and everything. But again, the drive, I mean, you got to understand, it was after being a long, extremely long, I should say, day and night, all right? And we had very little downtime. It was a bit of a killer, you know, because we're talking about, we didn't get in to, you know, till about maybe 1:30.
Yeah, that's late.
Which I mean, look, it's not that bad, but when you left at like 8 in the morning and got started, because Haley, my little one, for those of you who don't know, she has her dance recital coming up, so we had to get her over to the school where my in-laws were meeting us in order to take her and have her do her recital practice and prep. So we had to have Haley prepped for recital before we even went out to Cortland and drove. So anyway, back to the evening. Now picture this.
I'm picturing
long winding roads with nothing in sight.
Okay.
For miles around. Now.
All right.
No lights other than the car itself and the moon and stars in the sky.
I mean, that's kind of nice.
It is, but it kind of actually reminded me of touring in Nebraska, which was cool.
Okay.
But seriously, it's bizarre. Because I don't understand how people actually live out in places like that. We're so used to like the communities.
They live off the land.
Yes.
And small communities.
Yes, but we're used to like so much going on and like the big corporations and hey, I want to roll out of the bed and go and get a bagel from down the block. You know what I mean? It's we're used to stuff like that. Now, you know, and it's literally littered everywhere. And I like that type of life. Now, being in the moment on these roads, all right, it can really mess you up. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what the hell's happening out there. It's so dark.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know who's out there. You don't know what's out there. You don't know what's going to fly by.
But turn on your brights.
It's like, doesn't matter. It's that dark that it absorbs the light.
Okay.
All right? That crazy. It's actually something out of a horror movie. Like, legit, like a really bad dream. It's so dark. It's crazy. It's like you wake up in a cold sweat and you're like, oh my God, where am I? And you're still driving.
Well, you're in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be super dark.
All right, so anyway, so we're in the boondocks, and we pull up into our home for the evening. Now, that big, freakishly old restaurant that you've seen, like, in every single horror movie you've ever watched, like, you pull up and you go, oh my God, it's the Bates Motel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Guess what? That's more or less where we were. So, the long stretch of road. Long stretch of road, and the only thing on the entire road
is the hotel.
Is the hotel.
That is straight out of a horror movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's so cool. I would so be into that.
Like, you could go to a map and go to find the place that says middle of nowhere, and that's it.
You know awesome. What I mean? It's nice to get away sometimes.
No, but it was creepy as hell. It was a decent place.
Do you not like creepy things?
I do like creepy things, but like that's a little too close.
That's
to
That's too
life.
Creepy?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I think that's kind of awesome. Haven't you ever wanted to stay in like a haunted like hotel?
No.
Why?
I have, but I it's not like I want to do it.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no.
I want to.
No, it's creepy.
I want to go
hell.
To like the, what is it? That old like abandoned psych thing place that we have on Long Island.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Yeah, I've been there. I take pictures there. You don't want to go there at night. Oh, no.
No, that's what I meant. I want to go there at night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I do.
No.
I have a bunch of friends that have gone there at night. And
oh, my. And the crazy things happen at that place.
That's why I want to go.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Well, anyway, in the morning, after we stayed, the place wasn't bad. It was called Fred's, of all things, right?
Fred's.
Can you imagine, like, pulling up at a place called Fred's?
You stay there for five nights? At Fred's?
No. God, I know. I wouldn't have made it five nights at Fred's. But we stayed the night in the morning, and I'm not going to lie about it, against our better judgment.
Okay.
We allowed the aroma of bacon to lure us into the restaurant. It was like a brunch buffet going on. It was pretty good.
That's how they get you.
And what's really funny is, like, I've been at the center of attention for millions of occasions.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And literally, I've never had an issue. We walked in, and everyone stopped and stared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. It was nuts. It was like, seriously, we walked in, and it was like,
one of these things is not like the other.
One of these things is...
doesn't belong.
And that was us.
Man. You probably stood out like a sore thumb.
It was crazy. Anyway, we finally got on the road, and the GPS literally took us on a scenic tour of the mountains, which was beautiful, it was beautiful, and it was great having the time alone with my wife.
That's awesome.
I was thrilled with that. The scenery was truly epic. Found some gorgeous babbling brooks, just beautiful surroundings. It was amazing. So, you know, the trip was wonderful. It was just that really strange, right in the middle of nowhere horror movie feel that was just, I was like, oh man, that's a little crazy, man.
Yeah, no, that's definitely nuts.
I don't know how people live out there like that.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool, actually.
Maybe. But why don't we do this? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back to Within Brimskin.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy, and I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in, and remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite Brim. Stay tuned.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com. Again, ManeAndTail.com. And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Whoop, whoop.
So, we actually had a few passings this past week.
Oh, no.
Which is really, really sad. You know, it's like every flipping week,
something seems like that. You just know everybody.
Well, this is true. Now, there were a couple of people that I did not know personally. Doris Day, legendary Doris Day, passed away.
Aww.
Tim Conway passed away. Even Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Grumpy Cat. Now, see, what's funny, what's really scary is, you all right there?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
What happened?
I just made a face.
Your face was just like something.
I had like a sneeze and it didn't come out.
Oh, okay. Because it looked like you were like dying inside for a moment.
No.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Can't have another.
Do you want to restart this?
No. We're fine.
Okay.
Everybody can know that you made a funky face.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah,
They could see that I was concerned.
Yeah.
All right.
I thank you for being concerned.
I'm just making
sure. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, making sure you're okay.
I might make that face again because I just still do have to sneeze.
Okay.
It didn't come out.
All right. Well, anyway, so moving forward. So Grumpy Cat, which is funny because I actually met Grumpy Cat in L.A.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. When I was at, I was signing for Stan, and I had met it for like literally a hot second because they were bringing Grumpy...
Him.
Well, actually, it's a her.
Oh, her.
Grumpy Cat was a her.
That's
so
right.
They brought her over to Stan, so Stan could take a picture, and I got to see it for just a couple of seconds. I didn't have the time. I was trying to run back to my area, and I should have taken a picture. But
yeah, you should have.
It's weird because I think she was only like 8 years old or something like that.
Seven, I thought I read.
Seven, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Seven or eight.
Right around there.
Somewhere around there.
But which is crazy because cats usually run till 15, 16. And what's really nuts is I've seen a tremendous amount of pet deaths on friends' pet deaths and famous pet animals and all that jazz the last couple of weeks have been
really
astounding. Yeah,
I haven't like kept up with that, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, it's insane.
But I know Grumpy Cat. That was the one that I did hear.
Yeah. One that hit home personally for me was Ashley Massaro. She was gone at 39. So you may remember her. You may remember her from her time with WWE or as a Playboy cover girl. I remember her as fun, sweet, and sarcastic Ashley. My thoughts and prayers go out to her family and most importantly her daughter, who's devastated and rightfully so.
I want to take this moment to say that if you yourself, a family member or friend, are having suicidal tendencies, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The phone number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. It's available 24/7. Use it.
Was that how she died?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's what's come out. And, you know, and I just, you know, it's unfortunate. It really is. It's a very sad thing. And she was such a beautiful girl, such a sweet girl, you know, and very talented. And she, you know, people got behind her. People loved her.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people have their demons.
Everyone's got demons. It's just, you know, some people don't let other people know. They hide it really well. Robin Williams. I mean, like, yeah. No one expected that.
No.
No one.
No. Well, he had bouts with depression.
Yeah, but like...
But you'd never think
it. I mean, you would never think
no.
from how he acted in, like, all the movies that he was in and all no. the roles he played, like...
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, and you know, it is... Listen, for everybody out there, you know, you're not alone. You know, there are people out there. There are people that love you and care about you. Hell, message me on social media if you need to talk to somebody, and I will find a way to reach out. So, you know, listen, I want to make sure, again, just so you have the number, 1-800-273-8255. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Make sure you hit them up if you have any tendency whatsoever. So moving forward on a happier thing.
Okay.
John Wick 3 Parabellum.
What?
You don't know John Wick?
No.
Really?
You're like all the names that you named besides Grumpy Cat, I have no idea who they are.
No, I'm off the death.
No, I know.
I'm on to...
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, you realize I don't know names. Like, you know this.
You don't know the movie that just came out, John Wick?
No.
John Wick? Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
This is, like, a huge franchise.
Seriously?
That's crazy. Oh, my God. Seriously, Alex?
Listen, I live under a rock. I don't know what you want me, what you want me to say.
That's just wrong,
I don't watch
man.
Game of Thrones. I don't watch Walking Dead. Apparently, this thing...
That's what I think of you right now.
All right, that's fine.
Really? Seriously?
Seriously.
All right, well, John Wick is huge. It's a huge, huge,
okay.
huge movie. Basically, it's like a shoot-em-all type of film. And what do you call it? Look, it started off, and I'm not going to do any crazy spoilers, but it started off where, you know, bad guys
mm-hmm.
wanted a John Wick, who's the character,
okay.
wanted to take John Wick's car, and he was like, hey, how much do you want for it? And John Wick is saying, you know, no, sorry, there's, you know, it's not for sale and so forth.
Right, yeah.
And what do you call it? You know, again, I don't want to do any spoilers, even though people should have watched the movie by now. But regardless, this is the first one I'm talking about. We're already on three, so they should have.
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is that he, the dog was given to him by his now deceased wife. All right.
Okay.
And these bad guys came and broke into his house. All right.
All right.
To steal the car, beat the crap out of him, and then they killed the dog.
Why?
Because they're jerks, and it is a movie.
All right. All right. So, I get it. Well, why do they want the car?
So then, for the next, but see, because it was a fancy, it's a nice old car.
Really? That's
yeah.
just it.
But and
that's
yeah.
stupid.
So exactly. But what the people that came to do it didn't realize. Is that, and which they should have realized, is John Wick is actually the most lethal and like most renowned assassin in the world.
Oh, so like he's gonna like...
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's gonna do some damage. So the last three films are basically him killing everybody. It's pretty insane.
Huh.
So,
okay.
You know, I don't know if it's your movie perhaps, but
I like,
you know.
Disney movies.
Okay. Anyway, it was pretty awesome. So I was able to squeeze in a viewing with my son over at the Belmore Playhouse, and it was pretty insane. And I, you know, I personally think that it's hilarious that, now you didn't know this.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But not only is the Iron Chef chairman, you ever see Iron Chef?
On, yeah, I've seen okay. Iron Chef.
So the chairman, the Asian guy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So he's actually in the film as an assassin.
Is he really?
Yes. And not only is he incredibly badass, all right, he is just insane. Like, this guy is just, he does such an amazing job.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Anyway, fantastic work all around. The third entry into the book of Mr. Wick. I think it calls for a Keanu Reeves.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you don't know that. Like, Keanu Reeves, I mean, that's, you know. That's
well,
like,
I mean, I love, what is it, The Matrix, and that one movie where he was on the bus.
Speed?
Yeah, Speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't watch, what's the movie? Oh my God, I can't believe I just...
Is it Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's it about?
Where he's the cop and it's all the surfers.
No, I didn't watch that one.
You should have.
What is it? Oh, you don't know the movie.
I do.
I can't remember it.
I can't believe I blanked on the name.
I'm sure I could. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Honestly.
So are we ready for another needed death sentence, Alex?
Sure.
you
Am I going to agree with this one?
You are absolutely going to agree with this
one. You sure about that?
I think so.
Let's see.
74-year-old Serge Foyner.
Okay. Serge.
A little elderly man.
All right.
Was on a bus.
Okay.
And had a bad run-in with a piece of trash who graduated. Thank you. To full-blown beat me on this piece of shit.
Okay.
This past week. All right. You ready for this? Now, after Serge was inclined because of the behavior of a 25-year-old Khadisha Michelle Bishop to be nicer to people because she was obviously cursing at people and just being a disgusting mess.
Yeah.
Okay. She decided to violently push the old man out of the bus doors.
What?
As he was trying to exit. Violently. She pushed him so hard, he literally went flying out of the bus, not even touching a step on the way out, okay?
God.
About 8 feet from the bus is where he fell, and his head landed in what turned out to be a death blow to the concrete sidewalk that stood below them. The bitch needs to die.
What a piece of shit.
She needs to die.
Oh my God.
Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But like, what? Why? What's the motive there?
Why? Because
is she just crazy?
Le who? The her.
She's a nut. The beast is currently in prison. Okay.
She should be.
She's being charged with murder.
Duh.
All right. But they should have just shot her in the face point blank, put her down like the animal she is. That's it.
Okay.
Do you agree with me on this?
No.
Why? If that was anybody that you know, you're going to tell me that you wouldn't want that person dead?
Prison for life. I think it's a worse punishment.
No!
Yeah.
First torturer, then killer.
Nah, I'm not into that.
Nah, oh my God, Alex.
Sorry.
You're killing me, dude.
Sorry.
You're killing me, dude. This woman's a piece of garbage. Anyway,
I never said she wasn't.
Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim the King.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikoman at your local grocery store.
Kikoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living space or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. so hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. Now,
whoop, whoop.
Speaking about elder abuse.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, more?
I'm not done
we have
yet.
More?
We have more.
Ugh.
But this one is a little more familiar to you. Okay. Did you see what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Okay. You know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is, right?
No, I don't know who Arnold. I am the Terminator. Yeah, I know who
he
is.
Well, you weren't necessarily sure of what John Wick was because, you know. And
well, are they like the same like level of fame?
Yeah, it's Keanu Reeves, bro.
Well, no, I know Keanu Reeves, but like I just don't know that particular movie.
Okay.
I've also only seen like one Terminator movie, so I only barely know the Terminator.
You've seen one, you've seen them all, but.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, so another pig that should be canceled, all right, thought that it would be a good idea to attack Arnold from behind none of us. With a dropkick of all things while he was in South Africa for his Arnold Classic Festival.
What?
Yeah. So he was out there, he was out there spreading goodwill, and here comes this jackass who bum rushes a 71-year-old man from behind, all right, for no apparent good reason.
What? I don't understand people. I really don't.
Who does
I don't,
that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand people. Like what? Like, all right. Despite what anybody says, you have to either be crazy or have some type of motive for doing the things that you do. There's always a reason. Why? Why, people? Why are you kicking old people? This is so wrong.
I mean, and it's Arnold flipping Schwarzenegger. Like, first of all, if you were stupid enough to do it face forward, the fact of the matter is he'd probably kick the snot out of you himself.
Honestly, you'd probably be dead.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't seem to understand is, I can't, first of all, I don't know how you didn't see that video. So that video is all over the place.
I wasn't on social media this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I want to find out about that whole Facebook debacle.
Oh, that's right. I'm not even on social media anymore.
How?
They keep deleting it.
I don't understand. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Were you soliciting sex?
No, I don't post. I don't post like a lot. Like I post like Grindhouse stuff every now and then.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes I'll post a selfie.
Okay.
But like. I must have violated some terms of service with my original account because this is the third time this has happened to me this year. And then I just try to reopen the account and then they keep on deleting it. And I've been like trying to figure out like what the hell did I do wrong? I've been messaging Facebook. There's no number to call, so I can't even call them.
You know what you did right, though, Alex?
What did I do right?
You didn't dropkick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're right. I didn't. And so, Facebook, you should give me my account back.
So, that being said, you know, we're going to have to figure that whole thing out. But, you know.
Maybe you got some connections. Maybe you can hook me up.
They're you know what? They're so difficult to deal with. They are. They really
Am
are.
Am I going to have to go onto Twitter now? Is that going to be like. Well,
Twitter? You would have a great time on Twitter.
But I really liked Instagram. I was really starting to dig Instagram.
Wait, they took off both of them?
Facebook and Facebook owns Instagram. I can't
know.
Have an Instagram now. They took off Instagram too, yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
You got to figure out what the hell it is that they
did. I don't know. I swear to God, this last time, especially, like my last account, I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong.
I don't know about all that.
I will talk to you later about it, but I did nothing wrong.
I'm sure you didn't, Alex.
I didn't.
Anyway, back to Mr. Schwarzenegger. He was out there in South Africa. Who the hell is going to dropkick an old man from behind? Now,
a loser.
I would think that the security there should have caught this dude before
you would think. You would think that.
And it's all on camera. He has the camera. He hands his camera to somebody so they can film him sitting and talking to somebody.
What?
And they caught it on tape. They caught everything on tape. So, you know, this guy, and he was like, anyway, so security grabbed the guy right after it happened, you know, like started choking him out. And, you know, they kind of like Arnold brushed himself off. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He stayed. He didn't leave, which is so awesome that he didn't get too rattled. From
oh, what? Arnold stayed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, they got rid of the guy. Now,
yeah, I was going to say they have to get rid of the guy.
now he was kind enough. Which shocks me because I would have pressed charges. But he was kind enough to not press charges. And not only that, but people are actually calling to terminate this loser.
Wow.
All right, see what I did there, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, I saw what you did.
You are terminated.
No, but for reals, like, think about that.
Needs to graduate to the afterlife?
What they want. Nice.
You didn't scream!
Ah, graduate. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I got it afterward.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm out of it, man. It's been
snap back into it!
Like
this
a Slim
is within
Jim.
Brim skin!
Like a
we
Slim
need to
Jim.
Be on it.
On it? On what?
Like, I don't know, on it.
But whatever does it mean? What exactly is it that you need to be on?
Am I answering that question?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Anyway, so, what do you call it? Did you know, speaking of that little high-pitched peewee voice, did you know that there's a worldwide helium shortage?
Yes, this I do know about.
Oh, would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, so helium is one of the gases that is actually light enough to be able to escape our atmosphere and go into space. So what ends up happening is we are using a lot of the helium that, we make helium though. Like
yeah.
Helium is a byproduct of like different other reactions. It's just we're using so much of it from like, you know, in balloons, in science research fields, in a bunch of other things. And, you know, soon it's not going to be gone. Like, I know that there are a lot of people that say that's going to be gone. We're not going to have any more. That's not going to be the case because we use it for a lot of scientific things. It's not just balloons, but we may see the disappearance of birthday balloons.
Well,
that may happen.
It is crazy that, what do you call it, something that we take for such granted as, you know, balloons. You
yeah.
Know, it might essentially be something of the past very soon.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a couple of years, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it might just be for a couple
because they
of years.
Because they will farm it, they will put more out there, but
yeah.
It's going to take a long time to
do it. It's hard to make helium, though. It's not easy. It's not an easy process.
Well, here it is. First and foremost, helium is only made in about 3 locations in the world.
That I did not know.
It's only made in 3 locations in the world. And, you know, obviously that limits the production of the gas
to
begin
yeah,
with.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, another lesser known fact is that helium isn't only used in balloons, blimps, or to give your voice a chipmunk style of tone. Okay.
Yep.
Although that's what Kim from GHR thinks it's there for.
I love doing that too.
Me too.
We have the video of me doing that. Yeah.
I know, it's pretty fun. Anyway, but it's also used as a major ingredient used in deep sea diving.
Yep.
Airbags, cryogenics,
yep.
Rocket fuel,
yeah.
MRI machines, cell phones.
It's used in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and a ton of different areas in tech that include fiber optics and semiconductors.
Yeah, we need it. It is not something that we can just go without.
So what's really nuts is that Party City is in the process of closing over 45 locations.
And
yeah. And,
because
and
of that?
That is a part of it, yes.
Oh, my God.
Now they changed this story a little bit, and they're saying that the shortage is only, you know, a little bit of the reason, but they're also stating that they have been working to secure a new helium source that could provide, you know, the gas to the stores in the near future.
I don't know about that one.
I just can't believe we're watching balloons deflate right before our eyes.
Yeah, seriously.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Was
I
good,
like
right?
that one.
I'm on it a little bit. It's a good thing I write.
See,
crap
you're
out.
On it too.
Sometimes I don't know what it is. I just hit the microphone stand again.
You're all right. You're not on it with that. You keep hitting the microphones,
because
man.
Because I like to hit things.
Well, I like when things hit me.
Ew.
Sorry.
Ew. Ew. Oh my God.
No kind of sandies. You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
That was really wrong.
You're
Maybe
wrong.
I should take that part out.
Oh my God. No, you can leave it in there now.
All right. I mean,
he says, "Oh, can you give me
some relief?"
That's Mr. Alex right about now. Anyway, so I wanted to ask you because, and I know this is about a week or so old, but what are your thoughts of Converse, who are owned by Nike, opting to use an 11-year-old drag kid, Desmond, in their launch of a new Pride collection? Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm actually not.
Well, it's just to give you a little background. Now, it's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pride, and they're actually doing it with a schmancy glitter-dipped collection of what they're calling parade-worthy sneakers, including, I think, the first ever trans flag design. Now
what?
Again, yeah, that's...
Oh, I know what you meant. I was going to say, I was like, the trans flag has been around, like, for, you know, that's been a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But, now look, you know I support the LGBTQ community.
I think we're going to have very similar agreement on here. I think I know exactly where you're going with this.
I just feel it's such a, on the exploitation side of things. I mean, utilizing the kid as the face.
That I don't like, but even, see, I don't really, like, if it was a gay kid...
Yeah,
I feel like I would have a lot. I would be a lot more okay with it. The
okay.
reason why trans is a little bit of a issue for me with younger kids is because I feel like that. I don't know. like, I don't know the the research hasn't come out yet, so I can't definitively say, but I feel like you don't know at that age.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do agree with
and
you.
And so, like, I feel like putting them up there like that is just, I don't know. I feel like you're right. It kind of is a little bit of exploitation. Although, nothing against trans people. I have so many trans friends, like, you know, obviously I'm super accepting of that.
Well, everybody out there, tell us what you think by hitting us up on social media. Thanks again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging with you again next week.